आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
व्योम प्रक्षम सूक्ष्ममाद्यन्तहीनम् ब्रह्माद्वैतम् यत् देवाहमस्मि.
सो लास्ट लाइन ऑफ दिस वर्स विल बी रिपीटेड इन नेक्स्ट अनदर टू वर्सेस. इन ऑल इन थ्री वर्सेस लास्ट लाइन इज रिपीटेड. व्हाट इज दैट लास्ट लाइन? ब्रह्माद्वैतम् यत् एव अहमस्मि. Now coming to the second line, Viswa yatra abhasamatram pratitam viswam. His own anubhav, advaita anubhav. He says the whole the Viswa universe where yatra abhasamatram pratitam. It appears like a shadow. It is just an appearance. Abhasamatra is not real. So everything where he is seeing in himself. He is the support of everything. He is the support of everything. So universe is a superimposition on that Brahman. We have seen this thing many times. Who is Adhar? Brahman is Adhar. What is superimposed? Adhyas, whole universe is superimposed. Super is on whom? Brahman. Who is that Brahman? I am that Brahman. So where is the superimposition? On me. We have to come up to that. Don't think Brahman is somebody else than me and the superimposition is happening on that Brahman. What is superimposed? Abhyaktadi sthula paryantam etat. Etat means viswa. Starting from abhyakt, unmanifest. You all know Prakriti or the Maya have got two states. One is abhyakt, another is vyakt. From abhyakt comes the vyakt, and after that all the process we know how it comes. From abhyakt to vyakt, everything is superimposed. In verse number 108, when Shankaracharya defines Maya, then he says, abhyakta namni paramesha sakti anadi abhidya trigunatmika para. Abhyakta namni, starting from abhyakta, one name of the Maya is abhyakta. Uska ek naam abhyakta hai, abhyakta namni. Paramesh Sakti, and it is the Sakti, it is the power of the Lord. Anadi Abhidya, beginningless Abhidya. So don't ask when the first Abhidya started. In Bhagavata, it is said, Abhidya was created by Brahmaji. But otherwise, it is beginningless, Anadi. We cannot say when it started. Only what we have to think is, how can I come out of this? Don't try to research to find out, Mere Abhidya kab shuru hua? Whether the karma was done first or whether the body was there first. We have to come out of this avidya. And in Bhagavata it is said, from the abhyakta first came the mahattattva. Mahattattva, Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji. From there came ahankar. From ahankar came the tanmatra. From tanmatra came the sthula pancha mahabhut. After that, this body and the whole world was created with this sthula and sushma pancha mahabhut. In tattva bodh, how do we find? From that maya came akash. From the maya came akash. And then vayu, then come agni, jala and prithvi. In Vedanta we say this way. So everything is coming from that Maya. So Ananta Koti Brahman, which appears solid, is a abhas matram. All this 14 world seven upper world and the seven lower worlds are only abhas matram. It is appears, it's appearance. Appearance only. Only an illusion. There is a cause and effect relationship. We know there is a cause and effect relationship. From Hiranyagarbha came Ahankar. Cause and effect relationship is there. From Ahankar came Tanmatra. Cause and effect relationship is there. There is always there. In Tattvabodh also we get the cause and effect. From Akash came Vayu. So the cause of Vayu is Akash. And effect of Akash is Vayu. So there is a cause and effect relationship. Continuously is there. Still, the whole world is unreal. Unreal. It is asat. Why it is asat? Because it is not sat. Why it is not sat? Because it never remains in three periods of time. So anything which does not remain for three periods of time in the past, present and future, which is not always there, we call it asat. A thing which is not sat is asat. Our whole dream is also an illusion in appearance. There is a cause and effect relationship also. When the vasanas are weak, then we see that dream. Who is the cause? Vasana is the cause. And the mind? Mind projects. It goes back into the mind. It's illusion. This Jagrat Avastha, the whole world is also illusion. In that illusion, we create more illusion. TV, serial, cinema is another illusion. Whole world is illusion. In that we make serials. We make cinema. That also is illusion only. So everything is illusion. So where is this world seen? It is in Brahman. It is seen in Brahman. Brahman is Adhar. Vyoma prakyam sushman adi antahinam. Vyoma prakyam, like the sky. It is sushma. It is subtle. Adi antahinam, without beginning and end. No beginning and no end. We can't find beginning and end of sky. So what to talk about the Brahman? And that Brahma Advaitam Yat Tat Eva Aham Asmi, that non-dual Brahman am I. I am that Brahman. It's not that Brahman is different from me. I am that Brahman. We think the world is there, whole world is there, there are so many beings there. I am one of the beings. Is it not so? This is our feeling. I am part of this world, insignificant part of this world. But here Vedant Shankaracharya is saying, you are Brahman. The whole world is in you only. You are substratum. We all are substratum of that Brahman. Like the whole dream world is seen in me, same way the whole world is seen in Brahman. Don't you see the whole world in dream, in you only? I create the whole world, dream world. Similarly, this whole world is in me. So this, the Shishya clarifies the experience of non-duality that has accrued to him with the instructions by the Guru and the Shastra, whatever Guru instructed. When first he raised the question in verse number 49, and from verse number 49 of Vivek Churamana into 478 verse, Guru gave him the instructions. Do the vichar, do this samadhi, jati kul gotra. See, the many verses are there for meditation. And he gave the instruction, and Shishya followed. Shishya followed those instructions, and he got the experience also. Gurudev says, from the unmanifest down to the grossest OET, everything is called Vishwa. The universe consists of the entire world, the equipments of experience and the objects of the experience. This universe is only a projection rising out of the imagination. Abhas matram. Brahman, the reality, is the substratum upon which all these imaginations are projected. That reality am I. I am that truth. That reality is infinite and all-pervading. It is without beginning and end. Like space, it is extremely subtle. That great reality, that non-dual Brahman, am I. We have to come up to this. I am that Brahman. Next.
Sarvadharam sarvavastu prakasham.
Sarvadharam sarvavastu prakasham.
Sarvadharam sarvagam sarvashunyam.
Sarvakaram sarvagam sarvashunyam.
Nityam shuddham nischalam nirvikalpam.
Nityam shuddham nischalam nirvikalpam.
Brahmadvaitam yat tadevahamasmi.
Brahmadvaitam yattadevahamasmi.
Second time, Kuracha.
Sarvadharam sarvavastu prakasham. Sarvakaram sarvagam sarvashunyam. Nityam shuddham nischalam nirvikalpam. Brahmadvaitam yattadevahamasmi.
Brahmadvaitam yattat eva ahamasmi. That non-dual Brahman am I, the fourth line. Now, what is that Brahman? Come to the first line. Sarvadharam, support of all. Sarva adhar, adhar means support. Sarvadharam, sarva vastu prakasakam, illuminator of all things. Illuminator of all things. We do this prayer, na Vedic prayer. Om na tatra suryo bhati na tatra. What is the last line? Last line is tasya bhasa sarva vidam vivati. Tasya bhasa. Because of the presence of that consciousness, everything is illumined. Those who are not realized, or those who have not studied Vivek Churamani or other granth, they may think, hoga koi aadhar, koi illuminator, what to me? They don't know what is Brahman. And he is the self-effulgent. He is the illuminator of all our thoughts. Hoga koi, padhte raho aap log. That is Aadhar, he is illuminator and all that. Then Sarvakaram, of all forms, Sarvagam, omnipresent, Sarvasunyam, divide of all multiplicity. Sarvakaram, in all forms I am present. In all forms I am present. In Kathopanishad he said, ekastata sarva bhutantaratma rupam rupam pratirupo bahishta. He has taken all these forms, he has entered into them. Pravesh Shruti, we have seen many times. He created and he entered. So whatever he has created in this world, he has entered into it. Whether it is a sentient thing or an inert thing, he is present in a chair also. He is present in all being. So all forms are his form. Sarvakaram. So asti bhati priya. And the chair has got a roop and we have given a name. This is, your name is chair. So he is present in chair also. He is present in table also. He is present everywhere, in everything. Sarvagam. Sarvagam. In Bhagavad Gita also we see, na, Vasudeva Sarvam iti. Everything is Vasudeva. Chair is also Vasudeva. Table is also Vasudeva. Plants are also Vasudeva. Everything is Vasudeva. Why? Because he is present in each and everything. Sarvagam, gone in all, omnipresent. Omnipresent. In the Vedanta, we know everything is pervaded by principle of existence. I'm not going to explain this now. Everything is pervaded by principle of existence. Sarvasunyam, I am free of all. I don't become all these. They are in me, I am not in them. Mastani sarvabhutani jana chahum tesu avastita. All the bhutas are me, and all the beings are in me, but I am not in them. That means I am not a vikari modifying like all the bhuta. I am different from them, but all the bhutas are existing because my existence. I lend my existence to all bhuta. If I don't lend my existence, they will not exist. They will not exist. Matta eveti tanabiddi natvaham tesu te mai. It is said in Bhagavad Gita also, nitya suddham. It is nitya, external, suddha, pure, nischalam, motionless, nirvikalpam, without of any modification. Nirvikal, no modification in that. And Gurudev says, Aadhar means substratum, that without which things have no existence. The substratum for cloth is cotton, for the pot is mud, for the chain it is gold, for the universe it is Brahman. Verily, it is Sarva-Adhara. Sarva-Adhara, it lends existence to everything. The illuminator of all, Sarva-Vastu-Prakasakam, it illumines form through the eyes, sounds through the ear, smells through the nose, tastes through the tongue, touch through the skin, feeling through the mind, and thought through the intellect. All form are its own. It is the cause for this entire universe. The infinite in its grossification has become the stone life, the plant life, the animal life, the human life. All forms that constitute the universe are its form alone. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, everything is Vasudeva only. It is all pervading, devoid of plurality. All these are but its expression. It is eternal, unconditioned by time. It is pure, uncontaminated by the BMI, PFT and OET. It is motionless, everything moves in it. It has no movement. It is absolute and is beyond all modification. That Brahman am I. I am that. Next.
Yat pratyastasesa maya visesham.
Yat pratyastasesa maya visesham.
Pratyag rupam pratyagamyamanam.
Pratyag rupam pratyagamyamanam.
Satya Gyananantam Ananda Rupam.
Satya Gyananantam Ananda Rupam.
Brahma Dvaitam Yatta Deva Hamasmi.
Brahma Dvaitam Yatta Deva Hamasmi.
Yat Pratyastashesha Maya Vishesham. Pratyag Rupam Pratyagamyamanam. Satya Gyananantam Ananda Rupam. Brahma Dvaitam Yatta Devaham Asmi.
Yat Pratyastha, that which transcends. Pratyastha means transcend. That which transcends. Transcends what? Ases Maya Visesham. Ases, endless. Maya Visesham, differentiation of Maya, all aspects of Maya. Or in our body, you can say it transcends gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Pratyag rupam. It is our own self, inner self. Pratyag rupam. Pratyag agamyamanam. Can't be reached by thought. In one of the study class, one question was raised. It cannot be known by thought. We know this thing. Many times we have seen. We cannot make Atman as an object of perception. We can't see with eyes. We can't touch Atman. It is beyond our senses, mind and intellect. Same thing. Pratyaya agamyamanam can't be reached by thought. So all plurality in Maya. When truth is experienced, then all misconceptions end. Things with the property that is made of Maya can be understood by BMI. But the Atman's presence is required. Without the presence of Atman, nothing can be perceived. If the eyes are, if the consciousness is there, Suddham is there, then only we can perceive anything. The eyes will start functioning, ears will start functioning, hand will start functioning. But Atman can never be known as an object. But it can be experienced. The Sisya has experienced. It can be experienced. Can be experienced. And what is this Atman? Sattam jnanam anantam ananda rupam brahma advaite yat tat evaham. That truth is satya. It's the real, it is the truth, it is existence. Jnanam, it is consciousness, it is knowledge. Anantam, it is infinite, it is endless. Ananda rupam, it is bliss. It is bliss, nature of bliss. Brahma advaite yat tat evaham. And that non-dual Brahman am I. That non-dual Brahman am I. So Gurudev says, all pluralistic misconceptions are the creation of Maya. Maya pratita dvaita bhavana. All misconceptions, all plurality is created by Maya. Maya means Pancha Mahabhut. Our body is also made of Pancha Mahabhut and the whole world is also made of Pancha Mahabhut. When reality is experienced subjectively, all these misconceptions end. We have seen earlier also that when the seeker realizes what happens, the dream number one also folds. Dream number one also folds. We have seen all these thoughts. Reality cannot be understood by properties. Reality cannot be understood by properties. We have seen earlier also, we cannot call him Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam also. We say Satya because the world is Asat. We say that is Jnanam, that is consciousness, because the world is inert. We say him Anandarup because the world is Dukkharupa. These are only indicators. Only. That which has properties can be understood through the BMI. If Atman is perceivable, it becomes an object of our cognition. And the moment it becomes an object of our cognition, what will happen? It becomes limited. Anything which is limited is jada, yadrishyam, tad jadam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, tad mitya, tad asat. Then our Atman becomes asat. See? Yadrishyam, if anything is seen, if you say, I have seen Atman, you have made it limited. Tad jalam, it becomes inert. Only inert thing can be seen. We can never see Atman. Atman is the subject because of which we are able to cognize things. The essence in me because of which I know everything I know can never be an object. Isko pakad ke rakh lo, Atman can never become an object of my Jnanendriya or Karmendriya or my mind or intellect. But through mind and intellect I have to reach there. Mansa eva aptavyam. Mansa eva aptavyam. In Keno Upanishad also it is said, it cannot be seen by eyes. In Taittiriya Upanishad come, yatra vacho nivartante aprapya mansa sa, vacha speech come back. Aprapya mansa sa, it cannot be made an object of mind. Aprapya mansa sa. Eternal pure consciousness, which is endless bliss, is my nature. That non-dual Brahman alone I.
Niskriyosmi avikarosmi. Niskalosmi nirakritihi. Nirvikalposmi nityosmi. Niralambosmi nidvayah. Niskriyosmi avikarosmi. Niskalosmi nirakritihi. Nirvikalposmi nityosmi. Niralambosmi nidvayah.
Niskriyosmi, I am devoid of activity. No activity in me. Why? No gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. For any activity, you need gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Avikara asmi, I am devoid of modification. No modification in me. Niskala asmi, I am devoid of part. No parts in me, no gross body, no subtle body. How can there be part? Nirakriti, I am devoid of form, I am formless. Nirvikalpa asmi, I am free from change. Nirvikalpa. Nitya asmi, I am eternal. Niralamba asmi, I have no alamban support. Don't think I am also supported by somebody else. I support the whole world. But I don't have any alamban. So never ask, what is the cause of Brahman? What is the cause of Brahman? Nirdvaya, I am free of duality. Similar verse we find in Atmabodh. We have all studied these verse. Nirgino niskriyo nityo nirvikalpo niranjana nirvikaro nirakaro nitya mukto smi nirmalaha. In Atmabodh we find this verse. And Gurudev says, till now, because of my identification with BMI, the nature of the BMI was my nature. We all say Dehoham. Is it not so? Dehatma Bhava. Now that I have realized the self, I have become the nature of the self. He has disidentified with his body and identified with the Atma. There are only two things. One is Atma and another is Anatma. We all are identified with the Anatma. Therefore, we say Dehoham. I am Deha. Moment we disidentify, only disidentify, don't destroy your Deha. Disidentify from your Deha, from your body, and identify with the Atman. With the Atman. So just by that, I have become the nature of the self. My identification with Brahman has ended. My identification with the matter vessel. You can identify either with anatma or atma. So you can't have both at a time, no? I am the self from which they draw their nurture and nourishment and perform actions in the world. The self never acts. Self never acts. In Atmabodh, we get one verse, Surya Lokam Yatha Jana. Surya Lok. Surya as illumines all the actions. Similarly, this Atman is also illumining everything. Next.
Sarvatmakoham sarvoham.
Sarvatmakoham sarvoham.
Sarvatitoham advayah.
Sarvatitoham advayah.
Kevalakhandabodhoham.
Kevala khanda bodhoham.
Anandoham nirantarah. Anandoham nirantarah. Sarvatmakoham sarvoham. Sarvatitoham advayah. Kevala khanda bodhoham. Anandoham nirantarah.
Now Sissi is saying so many verses. So many verses. In the world, if we visit some country, and when we come back, we share our experience. We want to express what we have seen in Switzerland. Thoda sa mirch masala bhi laga dete hain, thoda sa. Then we tell. Now here, he has experienced that truth. He is trying to verbalize it. What is his experience about that tattva? He is thrilled, he is excited, and he is expressing his experience with different words. Sarvatmakaham, I am the self of all. Now he is saying, I am the self of all. I am present in each and every being, everywhere. Sarvaham, I am all. Better word, I have become all. I have become all, everything. Sarva atitaham, and I am beyond all. I am beyond all. Just now you said you have become all. Now you are saying I am beyond all. What is this? Are you in senses? No, he is right. I am in all nam rup. Translate all nam rup. Still I am there. even if the whole world is dissolved, still the existence will remain. We know pralaya, prakritik pralaya, mahapralaya. After prakritik pralaya, mahapralaya also, that Brahman will exist. Advaya, I am non-dual. What will happen if it becomes dual? If Brahman becomes do Brahman ho jaye, it will become limited. Only infinite can become formless. If we say there are two Brahmans, bas ho gaya, then they become limited. Once it becomes limited, it can be seen. So it is that way. Keval akhanda bodha, I am absolute unbroken knowledge. Aham ananda, I am bliss. I am always happy. No more incompleteness, repulsions, negativities, sorrows, etc. Aham am nirantara. I am eternal. I am eternal. So I am the one self everywhere. Gurudev said, the universal I am, names and forms are nothing but me. At the same time as the absolute, I transcend them all. I am present in all Naam Roop, but I transcend all of them. When the Naam Roop is not there, still I am there. When the ornament is not there, still the gold is there. Gold has become all the ornaments. When the ornament Naam Roop is not there, still the gold is there. Similarly, the Bhagwan or the Paramatma or that Atman or that Brahman has become all these things. All Naam Roop. When the Naam Roop are destroyed, still the existence is there. Remember the example which gave, the tree is there. Cut the tree, it becomes log. Isness is there. Cut the log, it becomes plank. Isness of the log is coming to plank. Make furniture, plank gone. It becomes furniture. Isness transferred to furniture. When Naam Roop is destroyed, still the isness remains. Unbroken, objectless awareness am I. I am that unbroken, objectless aham. This Suddhaham is how, what is that Suddhaham? Idam Vritti, Aham Vritti is not there. Suddhaham is there. That means in Vritti there is no object. No object is there. But the still the illuminator of that Vritti, Suddhaham, is there. This is called objectless awareness. My existence does not depend on the objects. I am the awareness, objectless awareness. There are no distinctions in me. The happiness that we know today is only an interval between the consecutive sorrows. The bliss that we know is broken by the sequences of the sorrows. Since there is no sorrow in that realm of experience, it is absolute, unbroken bliss. We all know where we experience our joy and sorrow. Mind. When we will transcend our mind, will there be any sorrow and joy of the world? What will be the state when we transcend our mind? It is a peaceful state. We transcend mind every night in the deep sleep. What is our experience? Are you unhappy in the deep sleep? Always happy. Similarly, but we come to know only when we wake up in the next morning. Here in the samadhi, you will come to know then and there that I am that bliss. I am that. That bliss is not within the ambit of relative experiences, but is beyond them. That Brahman alone am I. Now he is thanking Guru. Verse number 518.
Swarajya Samrajya Vibhuti Resha.
Swarajya Samrajya Vibhuti Resha.
Bhavat Kripa Sri Mahima Prasadat.
Bhavat Kripa Sri Mahima Prasadat.
प्राप्ता मया श्री गुरवे महात्मने
प्राप्ता मया श्री गुरवे महात्मने
नमो नमस्ते स्तु पुनर्नमस्तु नमो नमस्ते स्तु पुनर्नमस्तु स्वराज्य साम्राज्य विभूतिरेषा भवत् कृपा श्री महिमा प्रसादात् प्राप्ता मया श्री गुरवे महात्मने नमो नमस्ते स्तु पुनर्नमस्तु.
फोर्थ लाइन नमः नमस्ते अस्तु पुनः नमः अस्तु. नमः सैल्यूटेशन, नमस्ते सैल्यूटेशन टू दी, नमः ते, अस्तु मे देयर बी, पुनः अगेन नमः सैल्यूटेशन, अस्तु मे देयर बी सैल्यूटेशन टू द टीचर अगेन एंड अगेन. आई एम ग्रेटफुल टू गुरु. शिष्य इज नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ टू एक्सप्रेस हिज ग्रेटिट्यूड. ही इज सेइंग नमः थ्री टाइम्स, नमः 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 थ्री टाइम. व्हाई थ्री टाइम? प्रोस्टेटिंग बाय काया वाचा मनसा. Prostration by Kaya, Vacha, Mansa. I was not fit for the knowledge, but because of your grace I got it. Whole life I will be indebted to you, serve you. I see my fulfillment. Kritarth, I am fulfilled today. What did you get? Swarajya, own kingdom. Swarajya. Lokamanya Tilak said, Swarajya hamara janma siddha adhikar hai. Indian to be ruled by Indian. I got Swarajya. It is inside me, Swarajya. And I got Samrajya. Outside also I got the Samrajya. So inside I got Swarajya, Apna Rajya. And outside I got sovereignty. I have become Samrat, Emperor. Head of the state is called king, but Shish has become Chakrabarti Samrat, emperor, king of kings. King of kings. So I also rule over my kingdom, inner kingdom. Now inner kingdom is under my control. But in Ajnanavastha, inner kingdom was controlling me. My mind was controlling me. Now I am controlling my mind. See the change. He is saying he has become Swarajya. Usko apna rajya mil gaya. Earlier, Antahkaran was controlling him. We many times say, mera man kiya, maine kar diya. Hello? So man is ruling you. Mind is ruling you. Now he says, I rule over mind. Samrajya, outer kingdom. Earlier I used to get disturbed by the adverse outer situation. Now I don't get disturbed by them. Lo, outer situation don't affect me. Many times we have seen body, mind, intellect, they don't disturb Atman. We have seen that. Samrajya. All sadhus are called Maharaj. We address them as Maharaj. Akhandanand Maharaj, we say. Or Swami, Lord. We call them Swami. Lord. Why they are called Lord? Because they have got Swarajya and Samrajya. Swaraj and Samaraja. Because they have got this knowledge, that is why we prostrate and touch their feet. Not only that, when we were studying in the Vedanta course, people used to come and touch and we used to say, "Are kya kar rahe bap? Don't touch. You just have entered. And if somebody calls for the bhiksha, gives us money, we were surprised. Are kya khana bhi diya, paisa bhi deta hai? What is this? You just entered, you get that much of respect. Now tell me, do you touch the feet of your doctor, a Nobel laureate or any person? Even if you meet president or anybody, No. But we touch the feet of a person who has got the Swarajya and Samrajya. Okay. Vibhuti esa, the grandeur of this grandeur, Vibhuti, Bhavat Kripa, by your Kripa, by your compassion, Sri Mahim, the glory of this knowledge, Sri means the knowledge, Sri Mahim Prasadat, by your grace, Prapta Maya, by your grace, by your Kripa, this knowledge I got it from you, Sri Gurve, O noble teacher, Mahatmane, O great one. You gave me this knowledge. By your grace and compassion, I have gained the grandeur of the sovereignty of self-effulgence, O noble teacher. So by the grace of that noble teacher, he got the Swarajya, because now he knows that Brahman I am. And Samrajya, because whole world is no more able to disturb him in any way. So earlier, I was very miserable. I was very miserable. I had to introduce myself by showing my visiting card. Who are you? I'm my visiting card. Then that person say, oh, you are Mr. So-and-so. Oh, you have got these degrees. You represent this company. And this. And now I don't have to carry visiting card. Why? Swarajya Samrajya. I'm Samrat. I don't need any visiting card. It's not required. Gurudev says, sovereignty within one's own self is called Swarajya in Vedanta. Samrajya is the mastery over the external world of objects. Freedom from the inner persecution is Swarajya. Inner persecution? Persecution by our own mind. Now I am controlling mind. When the BMI are not under the control of the individual, he becomes as it were persecuted by himself. When the objects of the world tempt him, they make him run after them. He who is free from such persecution is a samrat. The glory of mastery over oneself and that over the world around me has been gained by me by the grace of my teacher. By the sheer brilliance of his grace, I have gained the glory of Swarajya and Samrajya. So I came to know my own true nature self, and I came to know about the true nature of the whole world also. O Guru, O great Mahatman, to thee my prostrations again and again. After pointing out his experience in the language of negation, the student asserts his absolute nature. Here he expresses his gratitude toward the teacher who guided him. Next.
Mahaswapne Maya, Mahaswapne Maya, Krita Jani Jara Mrittu Gahane, Krita Jani Jara Mrittu Gahane, Brahmantam Klishyantam,
Brahmantam Klishyantam,
Bahulataratapairanudinam, Ahankara Vyagra,
Ahankara Vyagra,
Vatitamimamatyanta Kripaya, Prabodhya Praswapat, Paramavitavan Mamasi Guru, Mahaswapne Maya, Krita Jani Jara Mrittu Gahane, Brahmantam Klishyantam, Bahulataratapairanudinam, Ahankara Vyakra, Vatitamimamatyanta Kripaya, Prabodha Praswapat, Paramavitavan Mamasi Guru.
Mahasapne, in great dream. So Jagrat is also a dream, Sapna is also a dream. In the great dream, created by whom? Maya Krit, created by Maya. And what we are seeing in this dream? Jani, birth, Jara, decay, Mrityu, death, Gahane, never ending. It's not ending. Continuous is going on. So in the never-ending great dream created by Maya in the forest of birth, decay and the death, Brahmantam, I am wandering, Brahmantam. Klishyantam, tormented, I am tormented by this world. Bahutar tapai, innumerable afflictions. Tapa, tritapa. You know, I think, Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik and Adhyatmik tapa. Bahutar tapai, anudinam, day after day I am suffering. Continuously. Ahankar vyagra vaditam imam. Ahankar. And in this forest there is one more vyagra. That tiger. Who is that? Ahankar is the tiger. Vyatitam, persecuted. Atyanta kripya, extreme compassion. Prabodhya prasavapat, having woken me up. Prasavapat, from the deep sleep, from the dream. You have woken me up. You have took me out from the dream number one. Param avitavan, and you have saved me. Mam asi guru. Oh guru, you have saved me. You have awakened me from the great dream. Not only awakened, but saved me also. So this ego is said here, mano nam vyagraha, a tiger ego, is roaming in the Vishayaranya. Vishayaranya, forest of Vishay. This ego is in the Vishayaranya. So no one else is responsible for my sorrow caused by the ego. Guru, you saved me from this. I was in terrible dream, lost in the forest, full of thieves, giving innumerable sorrows, tritap, created by Maya, subject to Janma, Jara and Mrityu. I was lost in the forest, unable to find out way, Brahmantam. There are terrible animals in the forest like tiger ego, who caught me by neck, tearing me into pieces. With your compassion, which has no bound, I woke up from that great never-ending dream. You protected me, saved me from the extreme sorrows, which is Brahmatmakam, as in the dream. Oh Guru, you saved me. Gurudev says, in the deepest caverns of this mighty dream called life, the concept of birth, growth, decay, disease, old age and death created by Maya afflict me day in, day out. I am confused, confounded and deluded. I am choked by various persecution. Thus I pass day after day. This is our own experience. Every day we are suffering. Let us take a typical example. I was born to my parents. I spent my childhood in my backyard. I went to school. In school, I was told I was no good at grammar. So I worked hard at grammar. Then they told me to study Shakespeare and Keats. When I started quoting Shakespeare and Keats, they told me I was only repeating and had no original thinking. Finally, I landed up as a clerk in a government office. Parents got me married. In no time at all, there were two or three children. Government started family planning campaign, but there was one more by sheer accident. I was in Bombay, where both ends would never meet. Wife wanted the sari she had seen on the boss's wife at the party. Elder son wants college fee. Second son is doing class 5 for the third time. The third child always sick. Doctor bills soaring high. Baby milk available only in the black market. House has become a hell. Impossible to live in. All this is prompted by a ferocious tiger called ego. Our biography. Sitting at the door, there seems no escape from the terrible, agonizing dream. From all such dreams, you have woken me up, O Guru, to you my prostration again and again. Next.
Namastasmai sadaikasmai.
Namastasmai sadaikasmai.
Kasmai chinnamas. Kasmai chin mahase namaha.
Kasmai chin mahase namaha.
Yadetad vishwarupena.
Yadetad vishwarupena.
Rajate guru rajate.
Rajate guru rajate.
Namastasmai sadaikasmai. Kasmai chin mahase namaha. यदेतद्विश्वरूपेण राजते गुरु राजते.
So now she says, thinking, what else can I do other than to do namaskar to you? Teacher is not interested in any worldly things. So what he can give to teacher? She says, what he can give? Only namaskar. Express his gratefulness, his gratitude. Namah tasmai sada. To thee sada namai. Always salutation. Ekasmai. Ekasmai. You are one that sat. Kasmai chit. You are the same consciousness. You are the chit sarup. You are sat sarup. You are Brahman. Mahase, O great one. Yat etat visvarupena rajate guru rajate. Yat that which is etat this visvarupena entire universe. Rajate. Rajate means the sign. Guru Raj, Raja of Guru. Te to thee. Salutation to thee, king among guru, who are always one. Salutation again to thee, whose effulgence of chit signs as this entire universe. Mannatha Sri Jagannatha, Madguru Sri Jagatguru, I am saluting you. I have sense of gratitude in my heart. Now I see you as entire world. You liberated me. You are great teacher. I surrender to you. After this, this is over. Now comes the next topic. Final word of advice from verse number 521 to 575. Now it's a parting advice. Some beautiful tips will be given by Guru. And after that, Videha Mukti will come. So in this section, he will tell about the Sthit Pragya Lakshan. He will also tell about that the Sanchit Agami and the Prarabdha are not applicable to Jivan Mukta. And later on, he will talk about the Videha Mukti. So student has shared his thought of experience of self-realization. Truly speaking, glory of experience can't be spoken of. Student expressed Sarvatma Bhav, Advaita Anubhav, and also Asangata. So he salutes Guru again and again because he saved him from the sufferings. Remember when he came, he was saying the whole world is Davanal. In the forest fire, as if he's being scorched there. Davanal. His experience revalidated what the teacher and the Shastra says about it. Whatever Shastra and teacher said, now he says, no, I am experiencing that. So Shishya View covers the whole teaching of Vivek Churamani in 40 verses. So whatever Shankaracharya taught him from verse number 49 to 478, Shishya has summarized in the 40 verses from 480 to 520. Shishya has reached the peak of his sadhana or the goal. No more guidance is needed. Because of love and compassion, Guru gives advice to enlightened Shishya. So what is that advice? That we'll see in detail in our next lecture. We will see the first one only. Only one verse, 521, where he will just only say that, now I will tell you something more. Okay, let us see that.
Iti natam avalokya shishyavaryam.
Iti natam avalokya shishyavaryam.
Samadhigatatma sukham prabuddhatattvam.
Samadhigatatma sukham prabuddhatattvam.
Pramudita hridayasya deshikendrah.
Pramudita hridayasya deshikendrah.
Punaridamahavacha parammahatma.
Punaridamahavacha parammahatma.
Iti natamavalokya shishyavaryam. Samadhigatatma sukham prabuddhatattvam. Pramudita hridaya sadeshikendrah. Punaridamahavacha parammahatma.
Iti natam avalokya sishya varyam, iti thus natam prostrating, avalokya having seen, sishya varyam, worthy student, Acharya saw sishya has reached his goal and is full of humility. Nata, he is prostrating. Samadhigat has very well got it. Acharya or the guru is seeing that he has got it. Atma sukham, he got the bliss of the self. Prabuddha tattvam, and he is awakened to the reality. He's awakened. Whatever he has said in those 40 verses, guru came to know that he has realized. So four adjectives for the sishya: natam, sishya varyam, samadhigata, prabuddha tattvam. Then what will happen to Guru? Pramudita hridaya sa desi kendra pramudita. He was very glad. Meri mehnat kaam mein aayi. I taught him. Pramudita hridaya sa desi kendra. Sa desi kendra means the great teacher. So that great teacher is very glad at her. Desik Indra. Desik Indra means the desik. Desik means the teacher. Indra means Raja. Like Indra is the head of all devatas, na? Foremost in all devatas. So his guru is Desik Indra. He is the Raja among all the teachers. He gave him that knowledge. You see, we also become Pramudita Hridaya. Pramudita Hridaya means we become very glad at heart. Suppose our child, he comes and brings at the end of his exam, when he gets the result and brings his report. And when the report is very good, what happens? Pramudita Hridaya. Is it not so? Yamaraj was very happy when Sishya Nachiketa, when he tested him, he was very happy. Vasishti was very happy when the Sishya Ram, he got the knowledge. Lord Krishna was very happy when Arjun got the knowledge. So seeing the success of the student, the teacher become happy. It is really a wonder for a teacher to speak about that reality, and also it is a wonder that the student understands and realizes it. It is really a wonder to talk about that self which cannot be seen or grasped by mind. Understand how difficult it is. To describe an object, it is easy. To describe an emotion is more difficult. And to describe about that tattva, and to understand tattva, that also is a wonder. Ascharvat pasyati kasyadeinam ascharvat badati tataiva chanya. It is wonder to understand atmagyan. But we all are wandering, not wondering. We are still wandering all over. Puna idam mahavacha param mahatma. And again, Mahatma, that guru, said some supreme words. What are those words? We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.